Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. It's back to school season in Rhode Island. There's an ever so subtle hint of fall in the air, and schools around the state are opening their doors again after the long summer break. With the first day of school comes that familiar mix of nerves and excitement. Will my friends be the same? What new people will I meet? Will I like my teachers? And perhaps no start of school is quite as nerve-wracking as the first day of junior high. Now imagine that you're not only starting junior high school, you're doing it as an openly transgender student. That's what Hannah Reaney of Pawtucket did. Yesterday was her first day of school at Goff Junior High School. At 7:15 in the morning, 12-year-old Hannah Reaney stands in front of the mirror brushing her teeth before the first day of school. She's wearing a brand new outfit picked out just for this day, a sparkly purple and black plaid shirt and sparkly blue jeans. She takes a moment to make sure she has everything she needs in her backpack.
I packed the lunch, and then there's my notebook, pencil, and then just a folder.
The question running over and over again in her mind is, will people accept me? And she has good reason to wonder, because Hannah Reaney is transgendered. She started living as a girl last year, as a sixth grader. She says most of her friends took the change in stride.
They didn't really react, like, surprised. Like, they knew. I don't know how, but they knew I was trans. Because, like, the way I've been acting, I don't know. They just weren't surprised one bit.
Those friends will be with her again this year as she enters middle school, but there will also be new people who will only know her as she looks today, like a sporty preteen girl with long brown hair and glasses and a nervous laugh that sometimes punctuates the ends of her sentences. Or at least that's how she hopes they'll see her. But in the gossip mill that is junior high school, chances are her story will get out.
You know, if one person starts a rumor and says, hey, well, the truth, but as a rumor, and spreads it, and says I'm trans, then I'm gonna have to tell them the truth, because I don't think they'll understand the full definition.
The full definition, as Hannah Reaney and her family usually put it, is that Hannah has a girl's head and a boy's body. She was born Sebastian and lived as a boy until she was about 10 years old. That's when she heard a story on the radio about a man getting a sex change operation. After that, she went straight to her mother, Michelle Reaney, and told her she wanted that operation too.
So I was caught completely off guard. She walked in the house and, you know, said she wanted to have it, and as if I was just going to book the appointment and next week we would go.
Michelle Reaney works as a mental health counselor in a home for troubled teens, so she may have been better equipped than some parents to find out that her son wanted to be a girl. Still, she was surprised and a little taken aback. She did a lot of research, and the family started working with a therapist and a pediatrician who specializes in transgender children. Then came hormone therapy. Michelle Reaney says what cemented it in her mind was the day she watched her older daughter Alexis give Hannah a makeover.
I was able to see the bathroom from where I was sitting at the computer, and her face absolutely just lit up and glowed like I've never seen it before. And I have to say, it's been a year and a half, and she has not looked back.
She may not be looking back, but what lies ahead for Hannah is the minefield of adolescence. It's tricky enough for anyone to navigate, let alone someone growing up trans.
What we see a lot in middle school is everyone's trying to categorize everything in their lives.
Jay Watts works with the organization Youth Pride, which provides support for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered young people.
Their brain development at that time is very much everyone's going to fit into one box or another box. And so the masculinity and femininity, so there's a lot of pressure to fit into a box.
Watts met with Hannah Reaney's teachers in elementary school before she transitioned to living as a girl, and he recently met with staff at her new middle school. He tells teachers to be vigilant about bullying and name-calling and let students know right away that it won't be tolerated. Watts also reminds them about more practical issues, like making sure a student's chosen name is on the class roster, not their birth name, so new teachers won't make an embarrassing mistake. And then there's the question he says most adults think about first: which bathroom will the student use?
Yes, unfortunately, everyone's worried about where someone's gonna pee, but everyone needs to pee, and everyone needs to be able to do that in peace. and we've got to get over that.
After she became Hannah in elementary school, Hannah Reaney used the nurse's bathroom. This year, the school left it up to the family, and they want her to do just what she wants, use the girls' room. Rhode Island state law protects transgendered people from discrimination, but there's no specific policy for how schools should accommodate them. Still, Hannah's father, Nick Reaney, says he thinks she'll do just fine.
She might have an easier time than other kids going through something similar. You know, she doesn't hold back anything, you know, and she... I wouldn't say she doesn't care, but she is who she is, and, you know, people either accept her or they don't.
Hannah, her mom, and her little brother arrive at Goff Junior High School just as the school bus rolls up. Michelle Reaney pauses for a minute, looks at her daughter, and gives her a kiss.
Well, good luck to me. I hope I have a good day. I'm not even, like, that much nervous, but, you know, like, I'm okay.
And with that, Hannah heads off to join the crowd of students milling around outside the school doors. She and her parents are hopeful the year will go by without incident, and they're encouraged by how well she was accepted in elementary school. But they know middle school is a different ballgame. There's already been a problem with name-calling on Facebook over the summer. The Reaneys say they'll be watching and staying in contact with the school if there's any problem, and they hope that by speaking publicly about their story, they'll encourage others to be more accepting of transgendered people, like their daughter Hannah. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.